Okay, today's daf is Menachos daf Kuf Test, the second to last daf of Maseches Menachos. We are holding at Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, about 7-8 lines before the end of the page on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis, and the Gemara is going to discuss which situations we assume that when you didn't identify which of your animals is going to be Hegdish, we assume that it's always the best, and which situations we assume that even the Beinoni is going to be Hegdish, and we're going to compare it to different situations where you don't identify something not related to Hegdish but related to the Kuchos. You tell somebody, I'm going to sell you one of my oxen, one of my houses. So which one do we assume is the one that was that is being sold? Then the majority of the daf is going to discuss the status of Beis Chonyo. Beis Chonyo was an unusual situation. After Shimon HaTzadik died, he was the Kohen Gadol during the Zman of Mikdash Sheni. One of the Kohen Gadol during the Zman of Mikdash Sheni, Chonyo, his son, went to Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, and he built a Mizbeach to be Makrif Karbanos. There, he had to flee, he had to run away to Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, but he built sort of this competing Beis HaMikdash in Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. So first the Mishnah is going to discuss in Daf Kuf Tes, if a person commits to bring an Ola, what happens if he brings it in Beis Chonyo? Is he in fulfillment at all of his neder? Does he have to replace it with another Karban Ola? What if he committed to bring an Ola in Beis Chonyo? Does that have any meaning to it? Then the Mishnah in the middle of the page on Kuf Tes is going to talk about the status of Kohanim who previously served in Beis Chonyo. Does that ruin them forever as far as doing the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash? And we're also going to discuss Kohanim who previously had done Avodah Zarah, and we're going to distinguish between what maybe they had done for Avodah Zarah, but now they did Tshuva. What if they didn't do a real Avodah for Avodah Zarah? Is there a difference between a Hishtachava'a versus a Zrika versus a Shechita as far as Kohanim who may have been involved in Avodah Zarah in the past? And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to tell us the story of Beis Chonyo, how it came to be, and some of those details. So let's begin about 7-8 lines before the end of the page on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis. We are at Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua. So the Gemara is going to explain that Lo Shanu, the din that we're choshesh, that you're makdish, even the Beinoni, and not just being makdish, the most expensive of what you have, Lo Shanu Ella Da Amar Echad Mishvarai Hegdish. That's only if you said, one of my oxen are Hegdish. Then we have to be choshesh. One of might be the Beinoni. Aval Amar Shar Bishvarai Hegdish, but if you use that expression of Shar Bishvarai Hegdish, HaGadol Shaban Hegdish, Tura B'Torai Ka'amar, then it's only the Gadol Shaban that's Hegdish, it's only the best of the oxen that's Hegdish, it's not the Beinoni, because when you say Shar Bishvarai, what you're trying to say is, the most Chashuv Shar amongst my Shvarim. Eini asked the Gemara, is that really so? Vam Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Mishmedu Ula, Ha'omer L'Chavero, Bayis Bivesai Ani Mochalach, I am selling you a home among my homes. Mar'eu Aliyah, you're allowed to show him the Aliyah that's the attic on top of the house, and say, yeah, that's the one I'm selling you. I told you I'm selling you one of my apartments. It's the one that's all the way on the top floor, which is assumed to be not as great. The Gemara says, Lav Mishum Degria, isn't it that you're allowed to show him the one on the top floor? Not because it's a penthouse and fancy. No, the one on the top floor is the worst one. That's considered to be garua. The aliyah is always garua from the bias, because you always have to go up and down. And people, there's a premium that people are willing to pay for a bottom floor apartment where you're able to just walk right in without having to climb anywhere. So the mocher has the ability to say, yeah, I meant the garua shebebatim. I meant the worst of my houses. So when you say shar b'shvarai hegdish, shouldn't the makdish have the ability to say that I meant the garua, the worst of my oxen? Says Gemara, lo mu'ula shebebatim. When it says mar'eu the aliyah, it doesn't mean aliyah as in attic. It means mu'ula, the best. It means he has to show him the best of the batim, which is exactly the halacha that we just said by Hagdish, that if you say shar b'shvarai, then it's got to be the very best ox that he has. So Meisvei asked the Gemara on Rab Baravua. It says in the Braisa, shar b'shvarai Hagdish v'chein shar shal Hagdish shenasariv ba'achirim. If a person says one of my oxen, the ox among my oxen is going to be Hegdish for a Karbanola, or you have a shor of Hegdish that gets mixed in with other oxen, Hagadol Shaban Hegdish v'kulam yimachru l'tzarchei olos udmei and chulin. So the Gadol Shaban actually becomes Hegdish, and all all the rest of the oxen should be sold for people who need to bring a Karban Ola, so that at the end of the day, they're actually going to be used for a Karban Ola, and then the money that you get for all the rest of the oxen will go and be chulin. So from the fact that they're all sold only for people who need a Karban Ola, the implication is that we're choshish that all of them might be the one that you made Hagdish, and not like Rabbi Bar Avuha, who says that only the Gadol Shebehem is actually Hagdish. So that's the Kasha, meaning we have said before that Shar B'Shvarai is Hagdish, that it means only the best one is Hagdish. Now we're saying you have to be choshish, they might all be Hagdish. So you got to sell all of them only to people who need to bring a Karban Ola. So says Gemara, Targuma, Ashar Shal Hegdish Shedesai Bacherim. It's not a kasha. When we said that you have to sell all the rest of them for Tzarche Olos, that's only talking about the second case that we just mentioned. If one Shar of Hegdish gets mixed in with other Shvarim and we can't identify what's what, yeah, then you sell them all for people who need a Karban Ola. But the first case that we mentioned, Shar B'Shvarai, that's not the halacha. The halacha of selling all of them doesn't apply to that. Says Gemara, Havachain. How could you say it doesn't apply to that? The Braisa used the word v'chein, which implies that we're equating the two cases that we mentioned together. So it says more targuma agadol, that when the Braisa says v'chein shor shen sarev, that's just talking about the fact that you give the biggest one to Hegdish. That's true in both cases. If a shor shel Hegdish is mixed in with other oxen, and if you say shor b'shvarai, the choicest one, the biggest one, the most valuable one, that one just directly goes to Hegdish. But what you do with the rest of them, what you do with all the rest of your oxen, that's different in the two cases. In the case of Shar B'Shvarai, the rest of them are nothing. It's a zero. You didn't do anything to them. In the case of Shar Shen Asarev, then the rest of them have to be sold for people who need to bring a Karban Ola, and the money will go l'chulin. So it says in our Meisvei, we ask further, Bayis Bivesi Animochalach Vinafal. A person says, I'm going to sell you a home amongst my homes, and then one of his houses falls down and caves in. Mar'e Unafal. You could say, yeah, the one I sold you, that's that one, the one that's on the ground right now. And it's your bad luck. Or Eved Ba'avadai Animochalach. I'm selling you one of my Avadim, an Eved amongst my Avadim, Vames. And then one of your Avadim dies. Mar'eu Meis. You could say, yes, the dead one. That's the one that I intended to sell you. So Vamai asks the Gemara, if Rabbi Bar Avuha is really correct, that when you say Bayis Bevesai or Eved Ba'avadai Ani Mochalach, it means the biggest one, the most valuable one. How can you just show him the dead one or the destroyed one? Shouldn't it have to necessarily mean the most valuable one? Gemara is an unusual word over here. Lechsi Heidein Nafal. Look which house was Nafal, which house fell. Rashi has a Girsa and Rabbi Gershom, Hey Nafel, which makes more sense because that's a more common word. Hey means which one, but our Girsa for some Hey Dein. See which one is Nafel. Hey Dein Meis, which one died? Meaning, if the one that the house that fell down or the Eved that died is the most valuable one, then Ein Achinami, that's the one you sold because you said Bayis Bevesa, you said Eved Ba'avadai. But if it's not the most valuable one, then give him the most valuable one, and you, the Mocher, lose out. So this is all Akasha on the idea that Shar B'Shvarai means the most valuable one. So it says, Lokeach Kamrit, you're going to bring me Akasha from the case of a Lokeach, the Mocher has the upper hand, and the Mocher can say, no, the dead one is the one that you bought. Shiny Lokeach, Diad Balashtar Al Tachton. In the case of a lokeach who's trying to take something from the mocher, the mocher has the upper hand. The lokeach always has the lower hand, and the reason for that is, Rashi points out, hamotzi mechavero alav haraya. Since the lashon of the shtar could be a bayis gadol, could be a bayis katan, could be any of the homes, so you're going to have to prove if you want to be able to get anything of value and not the one that has already fallen down. So it's only by hegdish we say that kavanas al gadol that he intended for the bigger one. Now Rashi explains why it is by a mocher and a lokeach. We assume that yad balashtar tachtona, that's hamotzi mechaver lafaraya. Where Rashi does not go to explain is why by hektish that's different. Right? Why by hektish we automatically assume it's the better one. L'chora, the reason is, like Rashi said on the Mishnah on Kuf Chesed and Beis, that we're not sure what he means when we say that the Gadol is Hegdish. Minastam, he's Makdish. When we're not sure what he means, Minastam, we have the right to assume he's being Makdish, the choicest amongst them. He's being Makdish, the Muvchar. In fact, some of the Acharim say it's not even B'Torah Safik, it's B'Torah Vadai, that's the assumed psychology. I mean, this is not like a lamdasha discussion. This is an assessment of what an umdana, of what's going on in a person's head. That when it comes to Hegdish, people like to give nice things for Hegdish. When it comes to conducting business, so you're not so makbid to give nice things. You're interested in making money. So when it comes to conducting business, if you don't have, if the buyer wasn't smart enough to make sure that the contract includes every single detail that will identify exactly what he was buying, so then I'll be able to get away with the bare minimum of what the contract says. So that's the way people typically conduct business. That's what it seems to be the difference between the two cases, between Hegdish and between a Lokeach. So it says, Hashra da'asas lahachi. Okay, once we're going to say this answer that you can't ask from the Braisa about a Lokeach because Yad Ba'al Ashar al-Tachtona, so the Kasha that we asked before as well from Ula, Bayis Bebesai Animokalach, that you could show him the Aliyah. So when we say it meant show him the Aliyah, we have to tighten it up. No, it doesn't mean you could show him the top floor, which is cheaper. It means you have to show him the Mu'ula Shababatim, you have to show him the best. Well, now that we know this answer, that a Lokeach is a totally different story, then Afilu Tem Aliyah Degria. Then we can go back to the original assumption that Aliyah means you could show him the cheapest of your homes, the Aliyah, which is the cheapest of your apartments that you have to sell. Yad Balashtar Al Tachtona, because it's all about the Yad Balashtar being Al Tachtona. So if a guy says Bayis Bebesi and he doesn't say Bayis Tam, he's trying to tell me that even Legabe Hegdish, we say that Lashon is Mashma, that he's Makdish, even though Legabe Hegdish, it's Mashma that he's giving the Gadol, he's giving the biggest one. But when it comes to Lokeach, even with such a Lashon, Bayis Bebesai, it doesn't mean the biggest one, it means the cheapest one that he's able to get away with. Okay, so now we have a new Mishnah. So again, the Mishnahs now are going to start to discuss the status of Beis Chonyo. Beis Chonyo, the basic story is that Shimon HaTzadik died. He had two sons, Shimi and Chonyo. They wanted to kill each other. They were after each other. It was not a good relationship. They were vying for the Kohen Gadola. Chonyo ultimately had to run away. He went to Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim and he built a Mizbeach, and he built like a whole situation there, a whole competing sort of Beis HaMikdash where people were bringing karbanos. Not something we look favorably on, but it was very popular. So says the Mishnah, Hare Alai Ola. A person says, I'm going to bring a carbon Ola. Yakriveta b'migdash. Guess where you have to bring it? The Beis HaMikdash, not in Beis Chonyo. V'mikrive Beis Chonyo, lo yotza. If he brings it in Beis Chonyo, he's not yotza yischiv, and he's going to have to bring another one to replace it. And l'chora, he's also in violation of shchut echutz and ischayev kares, right? Meaning it's a zero to bring it in Beis Chonyo, but it's worse than a zero. It's an avera that he's bringing a carbon ola, something that he was makdish as a carbon ola outside of the mikdash. There is no we're not makrav an abama bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. That's a sugya at the end of Maseches Vachim, that from the time that Beis Hamikdash Rishon was built in Yerushalayim, Nesru Habama. So there is no possibility of bringing it in Beis Chonyo and being Yotze at all. If he says Hare Alai Ola Sha'akri Vena BeBeis Chonyo, what if he identifies specifically that I want to bring this Karban Ola in Beis Chonyo Yakri Vena BeMikdash? He has to bring it in the Mikdash because he said Hare Alai Ola. There's only one place for a Karban Ola, but V'mikri BeBeis Chonyo Yatza. But if he brings it in Beis Chonyo, he is Yotze that commitment, that neder. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, what do you mean? Ain't so Ola. It's not an Ola at all. It's absolutely chulin. You're not allowed to bring it in the Mikdash because it would be a violation of Shechitas of Chulin Ba'azara. If he says, I'm bringing the Ola that, to bring in Beis Chonyo, then it's not an Ola at all. He was not noder to bring an Ola. He was noder to shak something in Beis Chonyo. So meaning this is Rabbi Shimon Shita. We had earlier in the Masech on Daf Kuf Gimel that if he's not misnadiv kederach misnadvim, then ein bedvar of klum. That's what Tosafot points out over here, that we don't say tfos lashon rishon, that there's a stira between the first half of a sentence, Harelai Ola, and the second half of the sentence, Shakriven Beschonyo, no, Rabbi Shimon says, that's not Misnadiv, Kedarach Misnadiv, and therefore it's Chulin, it's nothing, it's not a commitment to anything, and the whole thing would be Chulin Bazar if he did bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. So these are the two viewpoints. Now, what's going to need to be explained is the Tanakama's opinion, that if he was Makrivin and Beschonyo, he's Yotze. Now, it's one thing to say Tfos Lashon Rishon, that he said Harei Alay Ola, and therefore it actually becomes a Karban Ola. But what does that mean that he's Yotze when you're Makrivin and Beschonyo? That's not at all, that's nothing, that's a zero. It's being Makriv absolutely Bachutz. So we'll have to see, the Gemara will explain. Hareini Nazir Yigaleach B'Mikdash. A person commits to be a Nazir, he's Megaleach his hair, and he brings his Karbanos of Nazirus. When the Nazir finishes his Nazirus, he has to bring a Keves Liola, Kivsa Lechatos, and Ayil Lashlamim, the three Karbanos, and after he shechs the three Karbanos, he's Megaleach his hair in the Azara, and he takes the hair and he throws it Tachas Hadud, where they're cooking the Basar of the Karban Shlamim. So all of that happens in the Mikdash. And if he did his Giluach in Beis Chonyo, he's not Yotze. That should not be surprising to us. The surprising part, Hareini Nazir Shagaleach B'Beis Chonyo. Person says, I'm going to be a Nazir, but only so that only if I can, be Megaleach in Beis Chonyo, Yigaleach B'Mikdash. He should still be Megaleach B'Mikdash. Again, that part is not the surprising part. But Vimhilech Beis Chonyo Yotze. If he was Megaleach Beis Chonyo, he is Yotze. That's the surprising part, and that we're going to have to explain in the Gemara, why he would be Yotze anything by being Megaleach in Beis Chonyo. Rabbi Shimon Omer in the Nazir. Again, Rabbi Shimon says, you're not Mekabel the Nazirus in a proper manner, and this is Rabbi Shimon L'Shitaso, he's not Misnadiv B'derech HaMisnadiv, and therefore it's absolutely zero, you're not a Nazir at all, and the whole thing doesn't begin. So of course you're not going to be Megaleach, not in Beis Chonyo, because that's worthless, and not in the Mikdash, because that would be an Isser, right? You have no, you can't just go into the Beis HaMikdash one day and get yourself a haircut. It's only by a Nazir that he's Megaleach in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so now the Gemara says, we had said in the Mishnah that if you say that I'm going to bring a Karban Ola in Beis Chonyo, and you actually brought it in Beis Chonyo, Tanakama said you Yotze your Neder. So I asked the Gemara, how's that possible? Yotze HaMikdal Katla. He's just stopped killing an animal. So if you commit to bring a Karban Ola, and then you take an animal and you just shoot it in your backyard, that is not a Karban Ola, and you still have to bring a Karban Ola. Bringing it in Beis Chonyo is the equivalent of that. You're stam hunting. You're stam killing an animal. So says Amar of Amnuna, Nasa Ka'omer Harei Alayola Al Menas Shelo Eschayev Bachriyusa. No, what we assume he means when he says, I'm going to bring a Karbonola with the idea that I'm going to bring it in Beis Chonyo, is that he's committing to bring Karban Ola only on the condition that he's not going to be Chayiv Bachriyusa, that if anything happens to that animal and it's never actually used for a Karban Ola, it's like saying Harei Zu Ola, that he's never going to have to replace it, that he's never going to have to bring another Karban Ola. So L'chadchila, certainly he should bring it in the Mikdash because he did grant it Kedusha, but if it's Shechted anywhere outside of the Mikdash, it doesn't have to be Beis Chonyo. If it dies in his backyard, if he shoots it in his backyard, he's not going to have to replace it with another animal, because that was his tanai, that he's not going to be in the schayiv ba'achriyusa. So amrle rava elameata, if that's the case, seifa dekatani, in the seifa where it goes on to say, hareini nazir shagaleich bebeischonu yigalech bemigdash umgileich bebeischonu yatsa, so we said that if a person commits to be a nazir, but only if he's going to be megaleich bebeischonu, and we said, okay, then if he does that, Tanakama says, he's yotzei, hachinami nasam kromer, hareini nazir amnashol eschayiv ba'achrayis karbonosav. Wait, so then, how does that parallel the Resha? We're saying that what he really meant to say is, I'm willing to be a Nazir as long as I'm not responsible for the Karbanos of a Nazir, and that's why if he's Megaleach in Beis Chonyo, he's Yotzei, he's Nazirus. By a Nazir, that can't possibly be correct, because if a guy says, Areini Nazir, he's a Nazir. And Nazir, Kamed lo Maisi Karbanosav, lo Miskasher. Okay, you're not Chayiv in the Achrayus of your Karbanos, but guess what? Until you bring your Karbanos, you're always going to be a Nazir. That's why if a person becomes a Nazir Bizman Azeh, so that until the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, there's no end to his Nazirus. You can't get out of your Nazirus unless you bring Karbanos. So he's a Nazir for the rest of his life. Rav Kook had a Talmud who was a Nazir. The Nazir was a big tzaddik, and he was a Nazir, but that was it. He was a Nazir for his entire life, and that was there's no every once in a while you have a person who commits to be a Nazir. It's not like a normal thing that happens frequently, because why would anybody do that if we don't know when the end is going to be in sight? Plus, it's not always so pashut that it's a good thing to do, to commit to be a Nazir. There's stiras and gemaras, whether it's a person is sinning in some way to become a Nazir by depriving himself, or whether he's a kadosh. Probably they're both true. It's a little bit of an affair. Not everything is always so black and white. You know, sometimes it's a level of kedusha that's only achieved through a little bit of something that's not perfectly comfortable for us. But okay. But the point is that there's no way out of his nazira. So by the nazir, you can't say that it means al menas that I'm not going to be chayiv in the achrayus. So then, if that's not the pshar in the sefer, then that's probably not the pshar in the reisha either. So because of that, Rava says, no, you got to say a different pshat. Before we move to that different pshat, we'll just mention that within this pshat that we're saying that it's al menas that I'm not going to be chayiv in achriyusa. There is a comment. I think of the where was it? I saw someone here. There's the Rama writes in Chosh Mishpat Siman Shin Hey that if a shomer says to the Bala Chayfetz al menas shelo is chayiv b'achriyuso, he's potter even from pshia, even if he's totally negligent. If he's mekabel the chayfetz and the shomer sacher says eini mekabel alay achrayus, so he's potter if it gets stolen or if it gets lost, even though he's not considered a shomer chinam, he's potter even if the chayfetz gets lost because of his pshius, because he's negligent. And Ram Rutenberg says, what's the makor for that? Menachos taf kuftas amin aleph. Ha'omer harei layola amnasha akriva bebeis chonyo, im akriva bebeis chonyo yotzi dechavaso. Gemara says, what do you mean yotza? Miktol katla, you're stam killing the animal. And Rav Rutenberg says, yeah, it means harei layola haviola amnasha shalo eschayiv b'achriyusa. That when you say that you're going to be makriva bebeis chonyo, it says, if you're saying that you're being makdish the behema for a carbon, Tanai, that you can kill it wherever you want and not be chayiv to replace it. So the Maharam says, even though you have, it says the Maharam, what do you see? That even though in the case where you say Harei Alai Ola, you're chayiv afilu ba'onsin, normally Harei Alai Ola means you have to bring an Ola at the end of the day. It doesn't matter what happens to this animal. Lightning come and strike this animal, something could happen completely unexpected. It doesn't matter. You have a commitment and you have to bring it. Yet, when you say Al Menash Lo is chayiv b'achriyusa, not only are you not chayiv an onsin, even in Pshia you're not mechayiv, you went and you killed it yourself in Beis Chonyo, and you're still not chayiv to replace it. So the same could be true, says the Maharam, when it comes to a Dine Shomrim. If you're mekabel to be shomer something without a chayiv, you putter completely. So Silverstein has in Chashukei Chemed a case where Reuven was going to travel somewhere, and he asked Shimon to watch his Chanukiah for him. He had a very expensive Chanukiah, Nyana Diyoma. So Shimon says, only al menas that I'm not being mekabel any achrayus for it. So he said, okay, fine, you have to be mekabel achrayus, I don't think anything's going to happen to it. Also, I want to be able to use it. Okay, so let him use it, that's fine, it's Chanukiah, why should it go to waste? So what happens? So Reuven goes, Shimon takes his Chanukiah, he decides he's going to be mekayim the mitzvah, pursuing this in the best possible way, by leaving it outside of his house, outside of the door of his house, but not in the box, not under lock and key, just outside, and he lights, and he walks away. And the next night, he wants to go light, and the Chanukiah is not there anymore, his expensive menorah isn't there anymore. So on the one hand, he said, I'm not going to be mekabel achrayus, so if a person's not mekabel achrayus, Christ, even b'pshia, right? We say in this case in our Gemara, what the Maram, the Tzushtal Maram is making, if the halachas are really the same, the guy just went and killed the animal in Beis Chonyo. That's an absolute pshia. That's like worse than pshia. It's mazik biyadayim. So at least in the case of Shimon, he wasn't mazik biyadayim. He was just absolutely negligent by leaving it outside. So the chora, he should be pater. However, and not only that, Rabbi Kiveger in his Hagos to Chosh Mishpat and Siman Shin Hey is medayik from the Maram that a person who exempts himself from achrayus is pater even in a situation where he's posheya biyadayin on the chayfetz. based on our Gemara, based on the fact that it says that in our Gemara, that that's exactly what's going on. But says Rav Zilberstein Lemaisa, it seems that the Maram is somewhat of a chiddush, so we can't be marchiv beyond the original chiddush. It's only in a case. Well, what was the case of our Gemara? The case was a person was being makram beis chonyo. If you were to ask him, what are you doing? Is he going to say, oh, I'm stam murdering the animal, I'm stam killing the animal? No, he believes that he's doing something that has some toelas. This whole situation that they had going on in beis chonyo, people bought into it. They thought that they were doing something positive. Maybe only when he thought he was doing some sort of tova with what he was doing, maybe that then he'd be pater. Yeah, it's an aver chamura to bring in beis chonyo, and it's chayv kares for shkute chutz. According to his mistaken way of thinking, he thought he's being mekayim that mitzvah, as opposed to a shomer who's supposed to watch the menorah, the chanukiah, and he leaves it outside completely unguarded. There's no toelis in his mind of leaving it outside completely unguarded. That's stamapshia. So maybe even according to Maram, Rav Zilberstein suggests, maybe even according to Maram, the person would be chayiv in that case. Shimon would be chayiv in that case. Okay, back in the Gemara. So we reject this first answer because it doesn't work with the seifa as well. To say that al-manasram could be makram beis chonyo means that al-manasram not going to be chayiv in the achrayus. That works for the reisha, but it doesn't work for the case of the nazir. So ela amar Rava. Rava says, now the reason when a person says, and he brings it in Beis Chonyo, he's Yotze, he doesn't have to bring another one, is because Adam Zet Lidoron Niskavin. This person wanted to be Misnadev Behema as a Matana L'Shem Shemayim, not as a real Korban Ola. And at the time that he committed to doing this, he was closer to the Beis Chonyo. He was located physically closer to the Beis Chonyo than he was to the Beis Hamikdash. So Amar Isagi beBeis Chonyo Tarachna. If it would suffice for me to bring it to Beis Chonyo to be Yotzei my Neder, then I'm interested in bringing it. But Tfei Lo Matzina Litzda'ure. That's what he was trying to say. If I have to go further than that, if I have to travel all the way to the Beis Hamikdash, I can't. I can't go through the the flight all the way to Israel. I'm not willing to do it. With the karba, I'm not willing to do it. So he's not going to be chayv kares on shchita beis chonyo shchut echut because it's just his spara davul mafreya that it was chul in the entire time because his whole neder was I'm willing to bring a neder if I can bring a beis chonyo. Well, guess what? The answer is you can't. So therefore, you're not willing to bring a neder. You didn't take a neder at all, and whatever commitment you took means absolutely nothing. Okay, so how do we translate that to the case of Nazir in the Seifa? Well, Nazir Nami, by the case of a Nazir as well, we're going to have to say something very similar, that he's very much closer to the Beis Chonyo than he is to the Beis HaMikdash. Hai Gavri Lutzuri Nafshe Kamechavein, he was trying to cause himself some personal suffering, not the real, full, complete Nazirus. And Amar, Isagi Beis Chonyo Tarachna, if it's enough for me to be Megaleach and to bring my Karbonos in Beis Chonyo in order to be Yotze, the Nazirus, so I'm willing to do it. But Tfein Lo Matzina L'Tzaurei, but I'm not willing to do more than that. I'm not willing to schlep all the way to the Beis HaMikdash, so I'm not able to be mitzar myself that much to go all the way to the Beis HaMikdash to be Megalech, and therefore I'm not being Mekabel any Nazirus upon myself at all. So it's not even Masa Masha of Kasuba Torah where it's to know Batal, because he's not a Nazir at all, Tosus points out, right? Meaning if you're going to say that I'm going to be a Nazir, but only Almanas, that I could do it in Beis Chonyo, send your Masa Masha Kasuba Torah. He's saying, no, I'm only committing to Nazirus if there's some way to take care of it here, but if I have to go all the way to Beis HaMikdash, then I'm not committing to my Etzem Nazirus. Tosfos points out Maseches Nazir on Daf Yud Aleph. Rambam Pirushim Shnayis compares it to a case of a person who takes a Shavua that he's not going to drink wine Adzman Yadua until a certain amount of time. So that's not Nazirus. He's Stam, a Shavua, that he's not going to drink wine until that point in time. Rav Hamnuna Amar Lach. So how's Rav Hamnuna going to defend his answer from Rava's Kasha? Rava, after all, said that Rav Hamnuna doesn't fit with the Seifa about Nazir. Now Nazir, he says, Kidakarmit, I agree that your Pshat, Rava, in the Mishnah is the correct Pshat in the Seifa of the Mishnah, that the person person is saying, I'm only willing to be mitzar myself to go to Beis Chonio, but not all the way to go to the Beis HaMikdash. But Ola al menashe lo eschayv b'achriyusa kamar. But I think the pshat in the reisha is different. That when the guy says, an Ola al menas that I could bring it in Beis Chonio, to bring it in Beis Chonio, that's what I meant to say. What he really means is that I'm going to bring a carbon Ola al menas that I'm not going to be chayiv in the achrayus of the carbon Ola. And therefore, when he shechts it anywhere outside of the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayiv mishum shchut echutz, but he's also not going to have to bring another carbon Ola because he's not chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan savor lo lahadir Rav Hamnuna. Rabbi Yochanan also holds like Rav Hamnuna that it's still going to be called an Ola. Da amar Rabbi Bar Chana, amar Rabbi Yochanan, harei alai Ola shakrivena bebeis chonya ve'kriva beretz Yisrael yatsa va'anush kareis. If he says that I'm going to commit to bring a carbon Ola, to bring in Beis Chonyo, and then he brought it in Eretz Yisrael, meaning not in Beis Chonyo, but also not in the Mikdash, somewhere else. So he's Yotze the Neder in the sense that he doesn't have to bring another carbon Ola, but he's Chayiv Kares because of Shchut Echutz. So you see that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, it has a shame Ola, and that's why he's Chayiv Mishum Shchut Echutz, but he's not Chayiv to bring another one because he was never Mechayiv himself Bachri Yusa. He Dafka took upon himself not to be Chayiv Bachri Yusa. Tanya Nami Achimim Vibrais. So that says like Rav Hamnuna as well. Harei alai ola shakrivena b'midbar. A person says, I'm going to bring an ola, so I can bring it in the midbar. Now, the midbar makes more sense that a person would make a mistake, Rashi says. It makes more sense that a person would think that you can bring it in the midbar because they had a mishkan in the midbar. So you would think that that is a place of bringing karbanos ola. V'kriva be'evar yardein, and then he brought it in evar yardein, which is in Eretz Yisrael or outside, but it was not in the Beis HaMikdash. So yatsa, he's yotze yischiv, but venosh kares, he's chayiv Kares for that shechita because he violated the isser of shechut echot. So you see that this is exactly like Rav Hamnuna, that it does have a shame ola, and you're in violation of shechut echot because of it. You're just not going to be chayiv ba'achriyusa. Eivar yardein is the stam generally means the eastern side of the yardein, but over here we're calling it Eretz Yisrael, which is the western side of the yardein, because someone who's in the midbar and who wants to bring a carbon in the midbar, so what he calls Eiver Hayardin, the other side of the Yardin, is the other side from the midbar. We normally refer to Eiver Yardin as the other side from the Eretz Yisrael perspective. So that's why Eiver Yardin means different things over here than it does everywhere else in Shas. Okay, now we're going to move on to the status of Kohanim who once served in Beis Chonyo. HaKohanim Shashimshu BeBeis Chonyo, says the Mishnah. Kohanim who were Makriv L'Shem Shemayim, they really thought that they were doing the right thing by worshipping in Beis Chonyo, or by doing avoda in Beis Chonyo. So there was a knas that the Chum made, Shlo Yishamshu B'Migdash B'Yerushalayim. The Chum made a knas, this is a sugya, Maseches Avodah Zarah, Dafnun Beis, that it's only a knas, Mikra Din, they're really allowed to be over in the Migdash. And in fact, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Bias Migdash, that if they were over in Meshamish B'Migdash, Avodasam Ksheira, their Avodah is going to be kosher. But a knas that we made, Shlo Yishamshu B'Migdash B'Yerushalayim, that they're not allowed to be Meshamish in the Migdash Yerushalayim, because they must have known that you're not allowed to shecht on Obama, it's shchut echut, and nevertheless they were makrav on Obama in Beis Chonyo, even though lefi machshavasam they were doing a mitzvah, but they should have thought it through a little bit more. The ein tzarich lomar ledavar acher, and obviously it doesn't even need to be said, kohanim who once were meshamish l'avodah zarah, that they're not allowed to be meshamish in the mikdash in Yerushalayim. Now in Nov Givon, Rashi points out it's mutter for them to be Mishamesh. So that's interesting that it's Dafka in Yerushalayim that they're not allowed to. And the point over here is obviously if they're still over the Avodah Zarah, those are not the Kohanim that should be representing us in the Mikdash. It means even if they're not still over the Avodah Zarah, they did Tshuva, still they can't do it Shenemhar, because when it comes to Kohanim that were Mishamesh Avodah Zarah, the Pasuk says in Melachim Beis, Achlo Yalu Kohane Abamos al Mizbach Hashem Yerushalayim ki im Achlu Matzos Besoch Acheihem. Pasuk is telling us that the Kohanim are not allowed to be Misharis in the Beis HaMikdash, but other things they're still Kohanim for, meaning ki im Achlu Matzos Besoch Acheihem. They still do have the status of Kohanim for other things. Hare Elu Kebali Mumin. So what do we treat them like? Like a Kohen who's a Bal Mum. Cholkin Vyochlin. They could take a Chelek of the Karbanos Mincha with the other Karbanos of the, and with the rest of the Karbanos that Kohanim are allowed to eat, and Velom makrivin. The only thing is they're not allowed to be makriv karbanos, but they're allowed to eat karbanos. So says Gemara, Amr of Yehuda, Kohen sheshachat avodas kachavim, karbano reyach nichawach. A Kohen that shechted avodas zara and then did tshuva and is now makriv in the Beis HaMikdash, his karban is kosher. It's a reyach nichawach of Nei Hashem. When the Mishnah says that he's not allowed to be mishamish in the Mikdash, it does not mean shechita, it means other avodos. Over here we say Kohen sheshachat avodas kachavim. Now if he's going to, so then his karban in the future is going to be reyach nichawach. But because it's only shachat, that's why it's going to be reich nichach. The Mishnah was not talking about someone who was shochet l'avodah zara. So I'm reading some Ravdimi, Mikra. Where do you learn this din in the pasuk? So the pasuk is in the Nevuah of Yecheskel l'asadavo about the Kohanim who previously were mesharis l'avodah zara. And the pasuk says, Yana sherishar shal sam l'fnei gilulehem v'hoi l'veis Yisrael l'michshol avon al kein nasasi yadi aleihem ne'um Hashem elokim v'nasu avon. And the pasuk after it says, so because they were Misharis L'Avodah Zarah, even though they were Chozer B'tshuva, they can't be Misharis by the Mizbeach and the Mikdash anymore. From the Lashon of the Pasuk, Asher Yishasu, we darshin, I Ovid Sheirus in, Shechita Lav Sheirusu, that only if they did some sort of Avodah that could be described as Sheirus, Lufnei the Avodah Zarah, they were Maktir, they were Menaseich, that's when they're going to be permanently disqualified from the Mikdash. But Shechita is not a Sheirus. Itmar Shagak Bezrika. If a Kohen did his Rikas Dam Lefnei Avodah Zarah, which is a Sheirus, but he did it B'Shogeg, he didn't know that it was Aser. Rav Nachman Omer Karban HaReich Nichoach, once he does Tshuva, his Karban is HaReich Nichoach. Rav Sheshes Amar, Ein Karban HaReich Nichoach, he's never allowed to bring Karban to Hashem. Amar Rav Sheshes Minah Aminullah. How do I know that Ein Karban HaReich Nichoach, that he's no good? Tichsiv, because the Pasuk says in Nevuah Sicheskel, V'hoi Leves Yisrael L'michshol Avon, my love, O Michshol, O Avon. Doesn't that mean that regardless of whether his Avera L'Avodah Zarah was in the category of Michshol or in the category of Avon. What are those two categories? Michshol Shogeg, Avon Mezid. So even if it was B'Shogeg, you're disqualified. Rav Nachman would say no, Michshol to Avon. It means he was Michshol, the Jewish people in Avodah Zarah in a way of Avon. In a way of Avon means in a Mezid way. But it does not include a Shogeg. A Shogeg is still good to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rav Nachman, where do I know my din that if it was B'Shogeg he could still be Masharis in the Beis HaMikdash? Titania, the Braisa tells us about the Chatos that a Yachid brings as a when he was a Shogeg me'Avodah Zarah, the Chibar HaKohen al Nefesh HaShogeges B'Chato B'Shkaga Melamed SheKohen Mischaper Al Yidei Atzmo. A Kohen could bring his own carbon to be Mechaper for himself. So B'Mai, what sort of Avera of Avodah Zarah did he do? Ilei me'B'Shchita, if he did a Shchita's carbon Avodah Zarah, then even if he had done it b'mezid, he's allowed to bring karbanos in the mikdash. El olav b'zrika. It must be that he did his zrika, and when you do his zrika b'shogeg, all is not lost. If you only did it b'shogeg, you can still do tshuva, and you can still bring in the base of mikdash. Rav Sheshes Amalach, Rav Sheshes would tell you no. Liolam b'shchita. Really, it's talking about b'shchita. And even so, if he did it b'mezid, he's not allowed to be Masharis in the Mikdash. Why? Nasa Masharis l'avodas kachavim. Because he became a Masharis l'avodas zara. V'azul l'tamayim. And this machlokas of Nachum Rav Sheshes about a Kohen who is mezid on Shechita is a machlokas l'shita sam. The itmar, because we learned the following. Hezid b'shechita. If a person b'mezid did Shechita l'avodas zara, and then he did tshuva, and he wanted to bring a carbon in the Mikdash. Rav Nachum Karbon reich nichach, his carbon is good. Rav Sheish Samar ain karbon reich nichach, his carbon is no good. Rav Nachman never karbon reich nichach to love a sherus. He never did a sherus level zor. He only did a shechita. Rav Sheish Samar ain karbon reich nichach. Nasa mesharis level zchavim. His carbon is not a reich nichach because he became a mesharis la avodah zara. Amar Rav Nachman minamin. Rav Nachman says, how do I know that a kohen who shechts avodah zara b'mezid and then does tshuva is okay? D'tanya kohen shavet avodah zchavim v'shav karbon reich nichach. It does work. well, b'may, what do you think we're talking about? Ilem b'shogeg may v'shav. If he did it b'shogeg, why does he have to do tshuva? He never intended to do shav omedu. He's already a bal tshuva. El pshita b'mezid. No, it means that he did it b'mezid, and nevertheless, he can bring a korban. V'b'zrika, if we're talking about he did zrika, kishav mayhavi, doing tshuva won't help. Ha'avad le'sherus, because he did sherus. El lab b'shchita. It must be that what he did was shchita. Rav Sheshes Amalach, li'olam b'shogeg. No, it's talking about a shogeg. We said if he does tshuva, what does he have to do tshuva for if he was a shogeg? V'achikamar. Im shav me'ikaro. If he was shav me'ikaro, then he never really intended to do anything. T'chiyav b'shogeg avad. Because everything he did was only shogeg. Karban reich nichach. The carbon is going to be reich nichach. But v'im lav, if he did anything b'mezid, even a shchita, ain't karban reich nichach, then he's going to be disqualified. Hishtachval avad z'cham Rav Nachman Amar karban reich nichach. Rav Sheshes Amar ain't karban reich nichach. If he was simply mishtachval to an avad zara, we also have machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Hodel avad z'cham, if he was modet avad zara, Rav Nachman Amar karban reich nichach, Rav Sheshes Amar ain't karban reich nichach. Utzricha. And we need all of these machlokos. The Yashmin Hakamaisa, if it only would have told me the first case of Shagag Bizrika by Hikam Rav Sheshes Mishum Davide Sherus, that's where Rav Sheshes would give a problem because he did a Sherus. Al Shchita, Dovid a Sherus, Eim Modet Rav Nachman. But a Shchita where he didn't do a Sherus, I would think he's Modet Rav Nachman. The Yashmin Shchita, and if it only would have told me the case of Shchita Mishum Davide Avoda, because even though Shchita is not a Sherus, but it's an Avoda, Aval Hashtachavad, Dovid Avoda, Shtachavad is not even an Avoda, Eim Alau. So Tzricha, that's why I need both of those machlokas. V'yashmin ishtachava, and if it only would have told me the machlokas in the case of ishtachava, mishum davle maisa, at least he did something. He was kofev gufo, aval hoda, but if all he did was admit it to the avodah zarah, the dibur bi'alma, it's just words, emalo, I would think Rav Sheshes does not argue on Rav Nachman, and that he can serve in the Mikdash. Tzricha, that's why we need to be told this machlokas about whether he's permanently disqualified in all of these different cases. Okay.